Olach me higdolai ekev. Rashi erich malad means learn the Torah say. You're coming to learn my Torah. Alright, let's stop here.
The limit of this tape should be Liyun Ishmas Reb Zev Ben Peres Olav HaShalom.
Alay Eikov, that the David said Achitofel was his Talmud. Now Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, Liyolom Al Yov V'yodam Atzma L'dei Nisoyin, person should not want to be tested from Hashem. Sha'arei David Melech Yisrael, David the King of Yisrael, Hei V'yatzma L'dei Nisoyin, he brought himself to be tested from Hashem, V'nichshal, and he didn't pass. Omar Lefon of David said like this. Omar Lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam. Mifnei ma oimrim Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. In Shmon Esrei we say Elokei Avos, but we ain't oimrim Elokei David. How come we do not have Elokei David? Why didn't the Yashik Nesek Doyle put into Tefillah Elokei David? Omar, so Hashem said back to David, you're not at their Madrega. They were a higher Madrega than you. Why? Eno Minsuli, they were tested by me, and they passed the test. Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos, hard Nisyonos he passed. V'yat Leminsusli, I did not test you yet, you were not tested. You didn't have any special Nisoyin, you're not at their Madrega yet. So David, this was a mistake, we'll see later, he had Charote, he felt bad, he said this. But right now he said, Om Alafonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, V'choneini, test me, Onesaini and try me. Give me a chance. Give me a test also. Let me see if I can withstand. Shneim the first says until him, V'choneini Hashem v'naseini. Test me, try me, see if I can withstand. So Omar, Hashem said to David, listen, Minsevo l'cho, I'm going to test you, but v'yavidna nusa, do something special badoch with you, till it is who, loy hidetinu. To them, to the Yovis, I did not notify them beforehand exactly how I'm going to test them. I didn't say in which test, in what area I'm going to test them. But v'ilu ano, but with you, komoidina l'cho, I'm telling you right now, I'm warning you, demansina l'cho b'dvar erva. I'm going to test you with an erva, with some type of an isha, with some type of a znus, some type of an isha. You'll be nichsho with an isha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned David beforehand, watch out, your test is going to be b'dvar erva. So miyad, right away the pasuk says that vayihi liyeis erev vayokim David v'yal mishkavoy. There came evening and David got up from his bed. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda shehofach mishkavoy sholayla lemishkavol sholayim. That David thought that Hashem is going to test me. When will I be tested? By daytime. Daytime I'll meet up with the Zayna and I'll have a taiva for a Zayna. So what did David do? He changed around the time they lived with his wife. Usually he had the Zayna at nighttime. Now he changed around and started to live with his own wives by daytime. So he figured he'll satisfy himself by daytime, so in case he meets up another Zayna in the street, he won't want to be with her. He already had his own wife. So he changed around. Rashi says, Shofach mishkova shalala shayoyim. Shoye mishamesh mitosa biyoyim. He lived with his wives by daytime. Kideshiye sova mitashmish. He should be satisfied from tashmish. Floye hamaracher isha kolayim. And therefore, even if he meets up with his zayna by daytime, he won't look at her. So that's what David did now. But he made a mistake. Venis almo mimenu halacha. He forgot a certain halacha. They were learned the Gemara in Soita that Eiver Koton Yesh Biyodim. A person has a special taiva, a special his Eiver, it's a small Eiver, that Masbiya Rov. The more you satisfy it, the more hungry it becomes. So, in other words, the David is going to live with his wife by daytime, it's only going to appeal to more other ladies. O Marivoi Sova. But the way to conquer him is Marivoi, is take it easy. The more you hunger him, the more you'll be satisfied. So what happened was Vayishalach al Gag Beis HaMelech, that David walked on top of the roof, which really the Gemara of Sukkim says it's not a nice thing to do for this reason. It's not nice to walk on your roof because you can sit down in other people's private places. But David was walking on top of the roof, Vayishalach al Gag Beis HaMelech, Vayar Isha Roichetzes Miel HaGog. He saw a lady washing herself from the roof. He was all above. He was able to see down and he saw a lady washing herself. The lady looked very beautiful. Now, Ba'sheva, Heve, Chaifa, Resha,
Tusei Chalsa. Really, Basheva, she was a big tzaddikah, she was a tznua. She wouldn't just wash herself openly in the open. So she was washing herself behind a chalsa, she was washing her head. Chai Foresha, she was washing her head. Tusei Chalsa, behind the screen, Rashi says in his Kiveris, behind the beehive. What? A beehive. She was washing herself behind, she was covered. What? Okay. She was covered herself though. What happened was, how did David HaMelech see her? Also, Satan came, Idmalei Kisipurta. He looked like a bird. He was flying like a bird. At that time, David, right, he was a warrior. He wanted to make sure he knows how to shoot well. He was always practicing how to shoot. So he did what we saw, a nice bird flying above. Posak Begira. He took his bow and arrow and shot it. And the Posko Lechalsa. What happened was that arrow, not only did it kill the bird, but also broke down that Tiveris. It broke down the barrier that was covering up Basheva. That's how the Satan got David to see Basheva. Is Iglei, she became uncovered, Bechazia, and David saw her undressed, washing her hair. So Miyad, right away, it says, that David ataiva for her. So it says, Vayishlach, David sent to find out about her, Vayidras Lisha. That really, Alpi Halacha, Alpi Dintara, David did not do anything wrong. Really, Alpi Dintara, there was no Aveir here at all. That first David was derish to find out who she is. By Yidris Lisha, by Yerman, he told her, Haloi Zois Basheva, a tzadekis, a fine girl, Bas Eliyam Eishes Uriachita. She was the wife of Uriachiti. Now at that time, one man the Amali says that all the warriors used to give a get to their wife before they went to war, just in case they would die by war. So really, she was not an Eishes Ish. And Befrat Uriachit already had a gzad din that David knew he was a murdered Malchus. David knew he was going to be killed. So this you have to be afraid, maybe you'll come back from war, and then it's a question whether the Kedushin is Lamafreya or whether they have to make a new Kedushin. Wherever it is, David knew here that her husband Uriachit will not come home from war, because he was already a murdered Malchus. David knew he was going to be killed by war. So really right now she's a Pnuya, not married, there was nothing wrong. Vayishlach David Malachi Mikachayu, he took her, Vatovi Elov, Vayishkavimoy lived with her. The Pasuk says, Miskadesh Shmitumosa. That means she was not a nida. She went to the mikvah. David made sure that she went to the mikvah ready. So really there was no chet at all. Just it wasn't nice. David and Melech shouldn't have done this. Vatoshov El Basish returned to her house. Now behind the Chassid, that's the Pasuk says, Bochanti, you tested me, Libi, Pokarati Lal, you came to me at night. To Rav Toni, you tried me out. Bal Timsa, you found something that I shouldn't have done. Zamoisi Bayavapi, and I feel bad now. I said something that shouldn't have went through my mouth. In other words, David now felt bad. He never should have asked Hashem to give him a child. Omri said, Eicha Zomamo, Nofa Befumya, demand a sign of leave. Like, Oyvei, whoa, it would have been so good to me if a Zomamo, if a muzzle would have came into my mouth, to stop me from asking Hashem to give me a trial. It was a bad thing to do. He had charot now that he asked for it. But I call upon him, he did not withstand this completely. Vloyoma kihai milsa, I shouldn't have said this thing to Hashem, please try me. We'll soon see. Darash Rava, my decision was supposed to say, Lam Nasev Chodovid Hashem, Chosisi, I trust in you, Eich Toimu Navshi, how can you say to my soul, Nudi Harchem Tzipor, that a bird made the har move. What does that mean? Please forgive me for that chet, whatever type of a chet it was, please forgive me. People should not say, Ahar Shebechem, the great mountain like David HaMelech, a little bird caused him to move. Like we had before, the Satan appeared to him like a bird, and because of that he shot the bird and he saw him, so like people should not say a bird caused it. And we'll see later, finally, Hashem was the Meichel David. Dorash Rova, my decision was supposed to say, L'chol levadcha chotosi, I only did a chet to you. In other words, really this was not a sin, it was not over an ish or ish ish, she was not a nida, it was just not nice to Hashem. For your rab, in your eyes it wasn't nice. But I know why I did this. L'man titztak v'dorecha tizka b'shavtecha, that you should be tzedek, you should be zakoy. What does that mean? Omad dovlof nekodosh kodosh baruch hu, golov yadua kamoch, it's unclear, it's clear to you and me, the boyil mechfayil itzri. If I really wanted to hold back my yetzer, I could have held myself back. like, really, I shouldn't have done this chet with Basheva, and I could have held myself back, really. You know why I did not? El Amin, I said like this to myself. David said, it's not such a big chet, and it's not kedai to fight so much. You know why? The Leimu Avda, people should not say, the Leimu Avda Zaka Lamaroi, that the servant outwitted or won over his master. Whereas here, you, Hashem, is testing me. So he figured it's not so nice if I would win over Hashem. So really, you have to understand what this means, but if he wanted to, he could have held himself back. It's a little bit like, for Hashem's sake, he went through with it. Dorash Rava, what does the pasuk say? Ki ani letzela nochoin, for my, I was limping, or makovi negdi somed, and my pains are against me always. Ru yehoisa basheva basali ladovi mishreshish mei breshis. Really, she was set out to be David's wife from Sheshish mei breshis. Ella, what happened was, Shabal Obamakov, it came with him through pain that he had to go against the words of Hashem. It came through him through this test of Hashem. V'chein tonen the Rabbi Shmuel, that really Ruya Hoysel David Basheva Basaliyam, it was fit that she should be his wife. Ella, Shochla Paga, he ate it unripe. In other words, he took her before the time. If David would have waited a little few more years, maybe till after Rechit, he would have been killed. After David would have killed him, then it would have been the right time for him to take her. Just he took her too early. Darash Rava, Maizik said, was supposed to say, Uvitzali somchu, my leaning, my limping, I was happy, people were happy, the Nesfu, they gathered together, Nesfu lai nechim, lo yadati korov lo yadamu, that they would scream to me, for lo yadamu, my blood would not shed. What does that mean? Oma dov lefnei lefnei kodesh baruch, ribbono shel olam. Golu v'yadu lefanecha, you know clearly, Shimhoya Kurim Basari. If the Jews, if people would rip off my skin, Kurim Basari. Lahoya Domai Domi Shosis. My blood would not spill. In other words, it meant to say, like, I'm so embarrassed for the chet that I did that no matter what they do to me, it wouldn't affect me. I would not be surprised. For Lahoya, not only that. Ela Bishor Shehem Oiskim Beyar Bemises Bezdin. Bishas David went to the yeshiva. And they were learning that loch is about Dalad Mises Bezin. They were learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Poiskim and Mishnosan. They would stop their learning, the Talmidim there, the Yomrim Li, and they would say to me, like Chutzpedik, they would say to the king, David, Habu al Eishas Ish, Misosib Amai. If somebody lives with an Eishas Ish, what Misa does he deserve? In other words, they wanted to make fun of David HaMelech. We know you live with Baal Sheva, what Misa do you deserve? Is Amatulens, I said back to them, listen, if somebody lives with an Eishasish, not that he did it, but if somebody would live with a real Eishasish, he deserves Chenik. But you should know, that person still will get out of my bor. But you people that are embarrassing me, Barabin, you're worse off. You won't receive a Chenik Melo Abor. That's all David answered back, which is also a tremendous smile of David. Now here David was a king. Normal if a king, if a person speaks bad about the king, what you do is have his head taken off. David, because it was anivus, because he was an onuf, it didn't bother him what people said. Adrabi felt, I was really shuldik, it was my fault, I deserve what you're saying to me. He didn't argue back too much. He just wanted to keep them quiet, so he said this. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Afilo Bishas Cholyov, even when David was sick, he had 18 wives and he lived with them all at the right time. Don't think like he was a weak person, he was a very strong person. Shneimer Pasuk says, Yogati b'yanchosi yeshcha b'cholayla mitosi b'demosi yashu yamsa. I mean, that night time, even when he was painful, still he lived with his wives. Bikesh David lavoid avodah zorah. David wanted to worship avodah zorah. What the Gemara means is not really. The Mashor says all he wanted to do was leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Lartz. Whoever lives in Chutz Lartz is kilo Eved Avay Dezora. Shalom. That's the mind. Right. He left when he went with Shol also, but now he wants to go to Shalom also. All right. But Parshat Pshat says he mamish wanted to bow down to Avay Dezora. Why? We'll soon see why. Shneimer the pasuk says Vei David Bo Ad Harosh Hashem Yishtachav Eshom Elohim. Now, V'yein Rosh El Avoy Dezorah means Avoy Dezorah. The David literally Pasha says he wanted to bow down to Avoy Dezorah. Shneimer it says, V'u Tzalma Reisha Dizov Tav. It was a nice golden kid and thing. And the reason was, we'll soon see, as he actually explains, because here his own son Avshalom wanted to kill him. So So David figured it'll be a tremendous chil Hashem. People are going to see my own son kill me. They'll say, David was such a big tzaddik. Look what happened to him. It's not worth it to be a tzaddik. So therefore, he wanted to do a chet that if people will say, you know why my son killed me? Because I worshipped Avodah Zarah. So even though he does a chet now, it's kedai for him to do a simple, a small chet and not to cause a tremendous chil Hashem. That was David's intentions. And the way the Mashiach says, all right, well, the way the Mashiach learns, all he wanted to do was leave Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to leave Eretz, come to America. That's all. That's what he wanted to do. See, he now the pasuk says, "Likrosai Chushai Harki." His friend Chushai was in front of him. Karua Ketanta, his clothing was ripped. The Yadam Aroshi had dirt on his head. Omar Loyla David, he said to David, "Yomru Melech Shekamoyscha Yavra Avodah Zarah." He tried and stop him. How could it be? How could people say a king like you worship Avodah Zarah? Omar Loy, he said back like this. This is the reason why I want to. Melech Shekamoyscha Yageni Benoi. Is it, if people talk about how could it be, if I'm a big tzaddik, how is it possible his own son killed him? So therefore, there'll be a chil Hashem, they'll forget about Hashem. So what he said was, Muta v'yavad avodah zarah, let me do one chet, worship avodah zarah, v'yishalo shem shemayim v'fahesia, that there should not be a chil Hashem v'fahesia, people will not say, David was killed for nothing. Omar, so he said back, my timer, Achi Karua answered back, no, people will say a different reason why your son wants to kill you, why he's a Ben Tzara murderer. You don't have to worship Avodah Zarah. My time of Kanisus Yefastoya, that Basheva's, Avishalom's mother was Yefastoya. Macha she was, Rashi says, right? Macha, is Rashi here? Rashi says, Yedimah Shal Avishalom Macha, Bas Talmi Melech Gid Kishor. And David took her as Yefastoya. So how come you married her? That's what his friend Chushai asked him. So he answered back, Omalei, Yefas Toya Rachmona Shari, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how he gives me a heter. Omalei, but he said back to David, Loi Durashta Smuchim, don't you see what the Pasuk says right after that? The Somach, right after the Pasuk, Yefas Toya, it says, Ki Yelish Ben Saramara. So what's the big problem? You know why you have a Ben Saramara? Because you married Yefas Toya. So people say, you know why Hashem's killing you? Because you married Yefas Toya. You have to do another chet. People answer it this way. And Koranois, Yefas Toya, Yeshta Ben Tzara Meira. So that's how his friend Chushai stopped David from trying to worship Avodah Zarah. Darash Reb Dostoy Dimin Biri. Loma David Doima, what was David like? To a Gaisha salesman. He rushes darker, lefanis, as chorosly, mat, he goes a little slow, it sells out little. Oh my Adolf, I call Shabbat, Rabbanah Shalom. Shigi yoif mi yovin. That means, forgive me for my shigiyas, for my mistakes that I made. Oh my right, shrik lecho, amoichu you. Um in the star rest nakeni. Clean me from the hidden things. Shrik lecho, amoichu you. Gami zeidim chashoich avdech, even for the things I did amazing. Shrik lecho, amoichu you. Ayim shlubi, no enemy should rule over me, or zaysim loy lishtoy bi rabbonin, that rabbonin should not talk bad about me. Shvik lecha bi moichayu. Vini keis me pesha rav. Now I'm asking also, forgive me from the big chet that I did. What does that mean? Shlo yichtav sechuni, that what I did with Bat Sheva should not be written down in Tanakh. Take it out. Oh my lois, Hashem said back to David, Iyefsha, this I cannot do. When I changed Sarai's name to Sarah, I took the Yud away. I made Vitzava Kamishonim. That Yud was in front of me screaming all the time, what did you do to me? How did you take me away from Sarai, from the Kisra HaKadosh? At Sheboi took him to Mice with Yeshua, for Yisafti lo, I held on to Yeshua. Shneimet says, V'yikra Moshe lo Yishaya, Ben Nun, Yehoshua. He gave him the Yud. Ben Nun, yeah. So the Yud then was happy. Before it was at the end, and now it became the beginning of a word, then he was happy. So, kola pasha kulach, alach has come of a kama. How in the world can I take away a whole pasha nach? Of course I'll come screaming to me. That I can't put back. There's not enough place to put it back in the Torah. So I can't take this away. But a kol part of me said, v'ni keisim mi pesha rav, om lefon rabbanu shalom. Mochli alayis the oven. Okay, you can't take it out, but a kol part, at least forgive me for that chet. Omar, he said, Kvar osed shloima bincha loima bechachmosoi. You know, your son shloima will say it over that ha yechte ish ish bechekoi. could a person hold fire in his chayk, in his blossom, or begodav lo yisafu, his begodav not be burnt up? If a person walks over coals, for aglav lo yisafen, is it possible his feet will not be burnt? Kain abual esh Yisrael, somebody lives with his wife's friend, with his friend's wife, lo yinake kol negei bo, he will not feel clean from all the goyim. Omalei kol So in other words, to say that my father David for sure was clean, it wouldn't have been possible that he would have lived out if he would have done that chet. Omalei kol hochi nitud, we have to wait so long though. Hu gavra. Omalei kibul alecha yisurim. Listen, be makabel upon yourself yisurim right now, and then Hashem will be meichelim right now. So kibul alav, David accepted upon himself to have yisurim, to have pains, and because of that Hashem was meichelim right now. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Shisho Chadoshim, for 6 months, Nitzara David. David became a Mitzorah. For 6 months he had leprosy. Then Nistalka and Shechina. First what happened then was the Shechina went away from him. Oh, Pirushim and Menos Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin also went away from David. He was a Mitzorah. Now, Nitzara, how do we know? And Nitzara became a Mitzorah. The Pasuk says, Techateni, Viezoi, Vietor, Techabtenu, O Mishelag Albin. So Michelle Galva means he comes clean again from his mitzvahs that he had. Now in the Stalka and the Shechina, the Sivit says, "Shivali tefayn yishechom, v'ruach nadibas tefayn mecheni." That return to me, please, the Shechina. Mashmanah was away. Uparshu mimenu Sanhedrin. They left him also. The Sivit says, "Yishuvenli yirecha." That they should return to me. Yirecha means Sanhedrin, the people that Yirei Hashem. Now they should return to me.
You have one place.
Here, see, but Shisha Chadoshim, how do we know it was 6 months? Shisha Chadoshim in Olin, the Chsiv, it says, Vayomim Hashem Molach David al Yisrael. How long was David king? Arboyim Shona, 40 years, the Chevron, Molach, Sheva Shonim, the Chevron, Molach Sheva.